Right.
So we thank you, Marcus, for doing the quorum. We're now going to go to ballot proposal 13. Can the proposal of that ballot please raise your hand so that we can make you a co-chair?
If you could raise your digital hand so I could see you, I can make you a co-host.
Looks like we have Web 381 Pam. All right, and you have 3 minutes to speak.
Well, first of all, I don't know what Proposal 13 is, and it wasn't screen shared, so I don't know if this is one I'm supposed to address or not.
Okay, can we go ahead and screen share proposal 13? It's regarding minutes. Posting of committee minutes and reports. If you are the author of, okay. All right, you'll have 3 minutes.
Region two submitted this proposal. At the time this was submitted, I think there was a deadline of September or something of 2024. And at the time there was a backlog of reports that were not submitted, or at least were not put up on the website, from a lot of WSO committees. We are talking going back to 2021, that standing committees like literature were not posting anything. And I did go back through today to find out, how we stood since this ballot proposal was submitted. And kind of as we had hoped, a lot of this has changed since that ballot proposal was submitted. However, there are still on the WSO website a lot of committees that probably don't exist or don't operate, and they are not listed as committees that don't exist or are not working. And data analysis goes, the last report goes back to October 22. The European Committee that I believe WSO supports has not issued a report since August of 23. Delegate education goes back to April 22. Alaska did update the racial trauma. The last one there was April. Human resources, October 21. That's 2021. Representation, equity, and accessibility goes back to April 23. Service network, December 21. Addressing predatory behavior, February of 21. Member services, virtual meetings, subcommittee goes back to July 21. So we either have a problem with cleaning up the website, or we need to ask, in the OPPM, it requires all committees to submit periodic reports. And like I said, a lot of this has already cleaned up, but there's still a lot that aren't. And as I said,
Okay, thank you.
probably because of the website cleanup. Thank you.
All right. Okay. And then we will now have a debate for 20 minutes. If anyone would like to raise it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they have 5 minutes total.
So I think study groups and time motion sensitivities have 5 minutes, but ballot proposals have 3 minutes.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I don't know why it's different. And then we'll go to WEB0590, Patricia.
Yes, I think there is a lot of confusion here because one of the things that happens is like I know that some of the people who haven't put up a report, the committees are defunct, but there's no marking that the committees are defunct, that they no longer are meeting. And this is kind of confusing to me too. I'm chairing a working group, which, is part of a subcommittee, but my working group is just a subset of that committee. Subcommittee, sorry. So I'm not sure whether my reports, I mean, I don't even think there's a place on there for that. I think this is really for standing committees, but I do think that there needs to be some kind of designation when a committee goes away. I mean, we still need to keep their record somewhere visible and findable, but I think that like the REA group that was mentioned, but I think a lot of this is just, groups that aren't meeting anymore. And I just wanted to throw that in there and ask if that can be fixed. Thanks.
Thank you. And FL215, Gretchel.
Hi, my name is Gretel, and I participated in the 2020 ACA Annual World Convention, and in response, I joined the Literature Committee. Later that year, I joined the authors group for a project that was known at that time as Getting Started. It's now called ACA Essentials. In 2022, we submitted a manuscript to the Literature Committee. I support Proposal 13 on the WSO committee reporting, both for regular committees and ad hoc committees. And as a result of my experience with ACA Essentials, I believe it's important to also specify literature reporting. It will ensure a process that it has clarity, fairness, and inclusion in the production of new ACA literature. I grew up as the youngest of seven children, and I was not always told things. So I value communication as key in healthy relationships, both one-on-one and with groups, and as a member of this fellowship. Thank you.
Thank you. And CT112.
Thank you. I'm Christine B., and I'm speaking on behalf of Connecticut 112, and I'm also speaking as a former chair of the Literature Committee. So we have two different issues here. One, yes, is definitely some committees are no longer meeting. The Literature Committee has not been meeting for a year and a half since I stepped down as the chair. And the functions, some of the functions of the Literature Committee have been taken on by a literature assessment project at the board level, which, in my opinion, is not authorized under our policy
Christine,
manual. Yes.
this is about committee minutes. So
Yes.
can you,
I
okay,
can.
keep it.
So, in order to get our literature committee minutes done, we need to either have them done by the committee itself or whoever is taking on the function of the committee. So that's my point. Thanks.
Thank you. AUS0117, Claire.
Hi. Yes, our group supported this motion that they should be up. I mean, I know sometimes a month is a short amount of time. However, as a priority, I think it's important that worldwide, we have access to accurate, up-to-date, and timely information, and that in the long run facilitates engagement, and perhaps even engagement in terms of people wanting to do service in the long run. Thank you. Pass.
Thank you. And WEB0506, Emeka.
I tried to get up to speed and I've read the things in the chat, the pros and cons. I know personally for us that yes, time, it does take a lot of time and people are trying to get organized. It's not always like some, it's not some nefarious thing, but I would say at this day and age, if I don't see that anybody suggested it, at the very minimum, have the transcript, just have everything recorded. And then the AI can even parse it out and summarize it. So even if it's not perfect, or even if, you know, some, even if they say, oh, well, certain things can't be revealed for whatever, and that's a different debate, but dedicate the last 15 minutes to switching it on and summarizing it. And that's just the way business is done. But I really would be for the entire meetings being recorded and then summarized by AI. There's no reason not to do that, at least until something else can be figured out. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. And Region 5, Josh.
Yeah, I think there's two different things going on here. I think this is really important. It's fundamentally about transparency. And transparency, I would say, partly of WSO stuff to the conference and the fellowship. I think with the immediate explicit issue this one brings up is about posting of minutes and reports of established committees, subcommittees, et cetera. Which I totally support, I think is very important. And I think committees have definitely fallen behind on that. I will acknowledge there are some like the addressing predatory behavior that are no longer active and that's why they're not showing up. So, you know, the other thing though, per the letter that Gretel put into the delegates discussion channel is about transparency of other WSO things that are not committee. There are various things, and I just posted something in the delegates channel where it's kind of like, okay, they're not exactly, like we just heard from the racialized trauma group. They said they're not exactly a committee. Don't, meetings aren't open. Definitely, I heard it was claimed that it's a conference committee. It's definitely not a conference committee. There are no conference committees. Pass.
Okay, 0058, Brad.
Thank you. The OPPM says committees are accountable to the fellowship. The business and progress of each committee shall be explained through three types of written communication: a statement of major goals, monthly business reports, and annual business reports to the ABC. The ABC committee has not submitted a monthly report since September of 2023. And as far as I know, there is no requirement for posting of minutes, which that committee has posted, but not a monthly report since September of 2023. Can you explain why?
So right now it's discussion and comments. So if you have another comment, you have about 20 seconds.
Okay. The OPPM also says that the chair of the ABC committee is going to serve two consecutive one-year terms. And I believe you're on your third year.
Okay. I'm sorry, Brad. That is off topic. So I'm going to move on to the next person. WEB0907, Alaska.
Sorry, couldn't unmute. Yes, so I am a chair of a subcommittee, the Literature Evaluation Subcommittee. And there is, well, partially some of the, actually most of the things that we discuss in literature evaluation is not for public disclosure. And then secondly, I don't have the capacity to provide monthly reports. We do meet one or sometimes two times a month. I do take notes, it's more like minutes, but preparing a yeah, anyways, we need more people on the committees to serve if that's what people want. Thanks.
Thank you. And I will go to WEB090. Oh, sorry, that's Alaska. CA044 bill.
Thank you, everyone, and it's a pleasure to be here as a delegate for my group here in Signal Hill, California. I would just like to say that, you know, doing volunteer work, as many of you do on these committees, is a lot, and we fall behind. I'm as guilty as anyone. By the way, I believe that nobody does it intentionally. We're just covered up with volunteer work, and to then go back and dot all the I's and cross all the T's is kind of a second thought, and that's not good. But I think putting a thing in the ballot like this for 1 month is a little bit steep on volunteer committees. I agree, you know, go back to 2023, 2024, that's a problem. But if you are talking about a couple of months, I don't think that that's a big issue. And I also think that the regions and the intergroups that have, you know, minutes on their websites, they're registered entities of WSO. They ought to follow the same policy. Thank you.
Thank you. And we have a WSO point of order. If we can just 1 minute on the clock.
No, I'm sorry. I wanted to go at the end. So go ahead and take the other questions. Is that okay?
Okay. TEL, no problem. TEL0341, Kelly. And it looks like your hand lowered. Kelly, if you can raise your hand if you did want to speak. Okay, and we'll go ahead and unmute Kelly.
Thank you. I was confused. Was the time up for the section or not? That's not my question, but we still have
no,
time?
No, the time's not up.
Okay.
No, we still have like 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I also support this this motion. And yes, some of those committees that Pam mentioned definitely don't exist because I've been a part of them and they've been disbanded for, you know, a year, 2 years, 3 years. So they probably shouldn't even be on there. But for the most part, I agree. And I you know, when I hear things like from like literature, there are some things that are not opened for all to hear. That really is concerning to me. It's not, it should be, especially when it comes to literature. And I understand completely that, you know, sometimes it's tough on a monthly basis, but maybe they could even be just a short report. We met, but it really, I mean, it is in the OPPM that it's been pointed out. So to sort of duck and dodge,
Kelly?
It's convenient.
Sorry.
Thank you. I know. Some people have gotten a little extra minutes, a few seconds, so I was doing the same. Thanks.
Yeah. All right, and then this will be our last person, and then we'll do the point of order. V092, Charlie.
Good. Great. Thank you. I'm a former board chair. I'm also a former literature chair. I believe very strongly in this organization, but transparency is essential to WSO. It's the only way the fellowship can really meaningfully comment on things they are a part of. I do ask that this motion not get trapped by a technicality. As Christine mentioned, the literature committee essentially was replaced in May 2024 by something not officially a committee, the Literature Assessment Project. They continue to make literature decisions. They function like a committee, but they're not mentioned in the OPPM, and they've never issued a monthly report. During this time, one project I'm involved in has really come very much in danger.
Charlie?
Yes.
Charlie, can you stick to the committee minutes, the specific ballot proposal?
I am trying to say, I believe this general spirit covers transparency of activity normally assigned to committees, and I'll do a point of order on this if I'm ruled out of order. But basically, things about literature that the conference needs to hear are not being reported, including that a conference authorized project is very much in danger of collapse. Thank you.
Okay. And then the point of order, WSO?
Point of information.
Camera?
Point of information. Thank you. And and it's really just my comment as board chair that we hear all of these comments and we take them very seriously. We agree with you. Transparency is important. Notes and minutes are important. I did want to point out that I think there is some confusion between reports and minutes, which are sometimes on the website stored in various places. So because I was looking at it, I was a little confused. We know that the brand new website that is amazing has taken up a lot of time and resources from the IT team. So we really congratulate them on the good work that they've done. And we know that the blue website has a lot of work to be done, to be organized, cleaned up a lot. And yes, agreed. The OPPM states that minutes or reports or one of them should be posted regularly. That is the goal. And as committees are committees of the board for the time being, and the committees do the work of the fellowship. So it's important that the work that they're doing is reflected on the website. We'll be talking a little bit more about literature reports, or not reports, but literature material coming up in the board report as well. So thank you everyone for your comments.
All right, thank you. And then we will now do a vote to identify the general direction. So the poll will have the following choices. One, I support the spirit of the ballot proposal and would like a motion to be crafted for approval at this ABC, or sorry, at the CBM. Two, I need more information and prefer a motion to be crafted to initiate an in-depth study that will report to a future CBM. Three, I would like this matter to be postponed for discussion. Four, I do not support the ballot proposal in any form. Five, I abstain from voting.
Okay, that will be up in just 1 second. Okay, that vote is started.
And then we'll go ahead and put we'll do 2 minutes on the clock since this is the first one.
Sounds good.
Brad, is the vote running?
Yes, the vote is running.
Okay. I don't have it on my screen.
Neither do I.
I didn't either. If you guys refresh your Election Buddy page, it pops up.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Hit the refresh key, and it should pop. Arjun, can you help Marilyn with voting? Angie. I think you need to take him into the breakout.
My access key does not work.
Okay.
And then it looks like there's sorry.
One of us will just have to get back to you after this. So, okay, it looks like I've got it. Carmen, are we good to close it?
In just a second, Jean, did you have a tech question?
Yes, C-O-O. I didn't get the passcode or the to get into the election buddy. So I guess I'm not voting.
Were you two? Good, Arch.
Okay, thank you.
And the same with Marilyn.
Okay, and then maybe I'm just going to give it just one more minute to see if those two people will be able to vote, and then we'll move on. Okay, we'll go ahead and close the vote.
Okay, 1 second, and I'll have the results up.
We will now go to the crafting a motion process. And we will have 3 minutes of reflection. And just to read, regarding crafting a motion, so the alternative motion cannot bring in a completely new subject. It cannot change the main purpose of the original motion. If it goes outside of that, it becomes a new motion and cannot be considered as an alternative. A question you can ask yourself is, does this alternative still aim to accomplish the same overall purpose as the original motion, just in a different way? So if we can get 3 minutes.
Remy, you're muted.
Thank you. So we will now go to the alternative motion process. I will call on a delegate. The delegate will send their alternative motion to the secretary. The secretary will post it so everyone can see, and the parliamentarian will make a ruling on the alternative motion. We will then go to the next person. So The first person that goes is the proposer who submitted the motion.
And they should go to Tamara.
To me. That is a point of information. That's okay.
Okay, they'll go to WSL point of information. And the first one will be the proposal of the motion. If you would like to submit your motion, you will need to submit it to WSL point of info, Tamara. Okay, and then for anyone else that has a alternative motion, please raise your hand. And if we can put 10 minutes on the clock. Okay, if we can put 10, thank you. So we will go region 5, Josh. If you can go ahead and send your motion to Tamara, and then she will put it on the screen and you will read it once it's on the screen.
Got it. Okay, we'll do right now.
Okay, thank you.
I can find her.
She's under WSO point of info.
I can raise my
hand. Second to last for me. Okay, got it. Okay, sent.
Okay, and then she'll put it on the screen in just a second.
I'm going to suggest, because of this delay, that we add another minute on to the timing for this.
Okay, we can do that.
Does that work?
Or why don't we pause for right now, the timer?
I pasted it. Do you see that?
I don't see anything. Are you able to put it on the screen? Screen share
on the screen. It's on the screen.
Mm-hmm. Do you see it?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, it is. Okay. And then, Josh, can you go ahead and read the motion? And
can you raise your hand, Josh?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so I did two tweaks to this. One is what's covered, and then is the time duration. So instead of saying WSO committees,
just read the motion. Just read the motion.
That all WSO committees, collaboration committees, committees, and subcommittees, working groups, studies, advisory groups, and assessment projects submit meeting minutes and reports for posting on the acawso.org website within 2 months of each meeting.
Thank you. And then I will go to VA092. Charlie?
Sure. So I first send this to WSO Point of Information.
Yes, me.
Correct. And then once it's on the screen, you'll read it.
Okay, hold on a second. That just went by. Okay. I just sent it, so if it did not arrive, please let me know.
I do see it.
All right, if you can go ahead and read the alternative motion.
Sure. Direct the WSO board to give a full accounting by the next conference meeting of which committees are still functioning, including any entities performing business normally assigned by the OPPM to WSO committees, and ensure that functioning WSO entities provide regular reporting going forward.
Thank you. And then I'm going to go back to Parliamentarian. If you can rule on the alternative motion B and then alternative motion C.
This brings into while committees report to the board, and it's ultimately the board's responsibility to make sure that committees provide reports and so on. I'm not sure about the part about directing the board to give full accounting. Let me think about this a minute and go on to the next one, please.
Okay, and what about B? Are you able to rule on that one?
B is fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then do we have any other alternative motions to submit? Okay. We have TEL0341, Kelly, if you can go ahead and send your alternative motion to WSO Point of Info.
When I tried to, the chat was disabled. That was like 5 minutes ago.
Can you try one more time?
At specifically to WSO Point of Information, Tamara, please.
I tried.
Did you just try?
Yeah, it's telling me it's disabled. No.
Are you able to send it to me?
Well, it's got all of the admin is disabled.
I'm not having any other reports of this, Kelly, and it seems to be localized to you, unfortunately. But what I might try is just logging out and logging back in. Another thing is, if you're okay to send it to Slack to Tamara or something like that, is that a possible alternative, Tamara? If you can unmute yourself, Tamara.
Oopsie, I always forget that. Yes, that's fine for me, but also Bill said that he can't, in his delegate form, either send me a message. You're sure that if you co-host them that it won't work?
Yeah, I can re-co-host you guys, but it's, I'm not having any issues and the other people weren't, so.
Can you go ahead and make Kelly and Bill a co-host? And see if then they'll be able to.
Yeah. Amika brought up a great point in there is the new chat function. Is everybody pressing the new chat button? Okay. Chat. When they're sending a new chat, if they haven't chatted with that person before, you have to hit the plus sign for new chat. Zoom is always bringing us new goodies. So just the way it is.
Well, it's not working for me, so I'm going to just put something. It's only working on. Okay, wait a second. Now it just started working.
Nice. I'll take it.
Okay. All right. Whoops. I think I was logged out for a second.
To speed, Carmen, Kelly is working, and she's sending it to Tamara right now.
Okay. I don't know which one is. Okay, I spoke too quick. Okay, just go ahead and move on, everyone.
Okay, we'll go back to you. CA044, Bill, can you send the alternative motion to the point of info, WSO point of info, Tamara?
Yes, I was able to do it finally.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Bill. Can we have the alternative motions back on the screen, please?
Yes, they're me. One second.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I just basically wanted to include WSO regions and intergroups
just read the motion.
Okay, and I need you to scroll down just a little so I can read Josh's motion.
And I'm gonna do that. One second. I'm gonna give you your own motion. Right.
Yeah, and intergroups. They're registered service bodies of WSO, so I think they should be included along with all those other groups that Josh mentioned.
Okay, can you go ahead and read the alternative motion?
That all WSO committees, collaborative committees, committees and subcommittees, WSO regions and intergroups, working groups, studies, advisory groups, and assessment projects submit meeting minutes or reports for posting on the acawso.org website within 2 months of each meeting.
Okay, and then I'm going to go back to Kelly. If you can raise your hand. Okay. Are you still having trouble submitting the alternative motion?
Yeah, it's working now, so I need another 30 seconds and I'll submit. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Okay. And then can you roll on alternative motion D, parliamentarian?
Yes, I'm finding that it's borderline, but I'll say yes, it's within the spirit of the original motion. It adds a layer of accountability in terms of the website, which actually is in line with some of the comments that were made, but otherwise, yeah.
Mary Jo, do you mean C or
I'm sorry, I was talking about C.
Let's do C.
I'm thinking about that one. I'm not sure that WSO regions and intergroups are appropriate to add into this because this is a motion that's within the purview of WSO, and while regions and intergroups are part of the service structure, I question that. So.
Okay. Would you say that does or does not fit in?
I'd say it does not.
Okay. Then we'll go ahead and remove it. And then you go to C.
And then C, yes, I'm going to say that that one is fine. Like I said, it adds a layer of accountability in terms of the website, making sure that everything is up to date, which makes sense. And, let's see. Yes.
Okay. All right. So those are the motions that we have. We will now go to 15 minutes of discussion on these motions, and you can comment about any of them. If you have a comment, please raise your hand.
My motion was submitted.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
I'm coming.
We'll hold on discussion and add that motion. Okay, can you go ahead and read it, Kelly?
Kelly will have to raise her hand again.
Okay. I can go ahead and read it. That all active standing subcommittee, ad hoc study groups, advisory groups, and all other groups working with WSO are under the guidelines of WSO report monthly. If there is a delay, please state that with a time to be determined. And Mary Jo, does that fall within the guidelines?
Realized that I was on mute. Tamara, can you scroll back up to B and C?
Oh, you ruled on D.
Yeah,
no, you're
I
on
just
E.
Wanted to look, oh. I wanted to look at since I approved B, E, go back to E, please. And I think that appropriate to ask for a time to be a delay in time to be explained. I think that's within the scope well enough.
Yes. Okay. So then that one's within the scope as well. And then we'll need to remove D because that does not fit within the.
So I just remove it.
Yes. Okay, we will now go to 15 minutes of discussion. If anyone has any comments about any of these alternative motions, please raise your hand. WEB0590, Patricia.
Wow, let me unmute. Just a quick question on the last one. It says report monthly, but it doesn't say within a month of the meeting. And some groups will meet every other month. There's no need for them to report monthly. So this is a little bit of confusion added to it. It's not consistent in that way. And so I'm just saying report within a month would be a friendly amendment, I would suggest, rather than report monthly, because this is not as the original motion intended. Thanks.
Okay. Unfortunately, we cannot do friendly amendments. I will then go to AUS0117, Claire.
Hi, yes, I agree D is report monthly is too prescriptive, and then you have to kind of find a, you know, a an explanation and a timely date. Look, it's more work, unnecessary, I think. And back to D, B, it is also working groups, studies, advisory groups. It's too broad because, as we've seen, some things only have, you know, a short life, and to demand that they report within 2 months or any time. I think a little bit back to, you know, self-responsibility in some of this committee, and just keep it to the top level. You know, like the IT committee, the literature committee, the you know, those few committees that report to the board. Thank you.
Thank you. And WEB381, Pamela.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure what happened to the few bills. Is it on the screen, or did that get zapped?
That was not in that alternative motion was judged not to be consistent with the original, so that's not okay. Going to be part of the choices.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so of the ones that are there, you know, I guess the one, you know, we our region made the original proposal, and I guess the one that's most in keeping with that, at least in my opinion, is that all WBs within two months of each meeting, you know, I guess I would like to take that within 2 months of each meeting, or put 1 month of each meeting down on some, you know, like the last one, but I guess we can't change them. So my support would go to B. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. WEB0506, Amica.
Yeah, I think the two slides in the beginning of the committee saying like do it and then adapt, and like, so all these committees and all the groups is too broad. They're not the same, and they don't need to be making reports. It's something dealing with money. Maybe it's one thing, but a literature committee, and however many times they can meet, as many times as they want to, whatever they're going to do, they don't need to make a report every single time. So at the least, it would be like something quarterly, and then make it very simple what needs to be done, because if they're producing the great work like the literature committee's been doing, then that's the proof that it's working, you know. So just bogging them down, what I'm afraid of is somebody actually just trying to bog them down so that more people leave and quit doing some of the great work that's been done. So that is very real. So now if it's money, sure, there needs to be some accountability. Sure. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. And WEB0394, Carolyn.
Hi, thank you. So the three that I'm seeing on the screen are B, C, and D, and that's the three we're considering. There's nothing else?
There's correct? A, the original.
I can't see.
There's...
Okay, I can't see. Is that possible to have so that we can see all of the items that we're considering on one screen? Okay, that's great.
There, that should be it.
Yeah, my comment is that first, it doesn't take 2 months to do minutes. I've been on many, many committees, and it's not a ginormous ask. I think item C is very far away from the intent of the original motion. It's giving direction to the board. It's not talking about really the committee meetings. And as I understand it, it's the last line there is already present in the OPPM. So we don't need to say that again. And that's all I have to share. Pass.
Thank you. And Region 5, Josh?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hello?
Okay. So to me, it's important just in thinking through these different things. There's two different things we're talking about right now in these various alternatives, in my opinion. One is, what is a reasonable amount of time to give a given group to post such reports, right? That's one thing. The other thing that's, I think, maybe even more important is which groups would be covered by this policy. Part of the reason I made my alternate motion was to broaden it so it's not just committees, because it has been brought up in the delegates discussion channel. There are certain groups that may be arguably operating in the shadows in terms of the, not being covered by the current policies of committees because they're not labeled as committees. I think some of those groups, in my opinion, ought to provide transparency to the conference and the fellowship as well. You know, if there are certain groups that WSO or the board or someone thinks shouldn't be transparent in that way, I would love to hear the arguments why not. Thank you.
Thank you. And then I'm going to go to two people that haven't spoken. IG773, Mona.
Hi, thanks. Yeah, I just want to sort of echo this idea of minutes are a lot easier and reports are a lot harder. All of these say minutes or reports. And I think that gives committees the choice to post one or the other. So there's something a little bit weird for me about that, whether it should be minutes or should report, could be one or the other. Because I think those are two very different things. It's my opinion. Thanks.
Thank you. And then we'll go to IGPA599, Aaron.
Thank you. Trying to make sure you don't have a background echo here. I actually would have changed my vote to a study group, because what I'm getting out of this is, you know, when I was on literature committee, we actually reported as a subcommittee, we reported to the committee, and our working groups reported to the committee, and they basically filed our reports for us, or we went under them. But I think because some groups meet so less frequently or accomplish so little in maybe two meetings a month, that some of those subcommittees, working groups, advisory groups would do better with a quarterly report. But I also think that they should all have contact emails so that anybody wishing for information can go there to get that. And I think I said it all. Thank you.
Carmen?
Yeah.
I've received notice that Bill would like to appeal my ruling. So can we go?
When
there?
Was that? It should have been done immediately after the ruling was made. When was that put in?
It's been a few minutes. I don't know if it's...
Bill told me at. I see the time, 11:03 my time, 7 minutes ago.
Okay, I don't have the time that the ruling was made. So it's hard for me to say, but I would say in the future that it should be made immediately after the ruling's made. So we'll go ahead and go to Bill. So we'll go ahead and pause time. And then to appeal the ruling, Bill, you will have 90 seconds. If we can put 90 seconds on the screen.
Thank you, Carmen. Yeah, thanks, everyone. I feel like the hesitancy that the parliamentarian had in making a decision was something that should have been discussed by the delegates for a quick show of hands. You know, Charlie's motion C there is giving a whole new direction. It's not in the scope of the original either, in my opinion, because it's telling the board to do something. So as far as mine goes, WSO regions and intergroups are registered entities. They have to register. They have to meet certain certification requirements. And being transparent in this organization is very clearly important to everyone. When a region doesn't post any public minutes or anything since 2023, that's problematic in my view. And as far as I understand, it's several months before treasurer's reports are ever given, if they are given. So this is not a big stretch to ask a service entity to go ahead and comply with the spirit of what the delegates are asking all the other committees and things to do.
Thank you. And then, parliamentarian, you will have 90 seconds to explain your ruling.
This sounds to me like it's a separate motion that could be presented, but as it stands, while intergroups and regions are not accountable to WSO in the same way that committees, I'm reading the notes I wrote over here, in the same way that committees are, that WSO cannot dictate how an IG in a region functions as long as they follow the traditions. So I would suggest that this, if this is something that you feel strongly about, submit a proposal, a ballot proposal. But I don't believe that they are within the purview of WSO in terms of monthly reporting. Thank you.
Okay, we'll go ahead and lower all hands. And then if you want to uphold the parliamentarian reading, raise your hand. If you're upholding the parliamentarian ruling, raise your hand.
Agree.
Thank you, agree. Okay, we have 33. Please lower all hands. If you are lower all hands, if you are reversing, if you vote to reverse the parliamentarian ruling and allow this alternative motion, please raise your hand. If you are reversing the ruling and would like to allow the alternative motion. All right, we have 7. So that does not meet the 60% threshold. So the parliamentarian ruling stands. And then if we can go ahead and put the 4:42 back on the slide. And I think there was 2 more comments. So if you had an additional comment about the motions, raise your hand. TEL0341, Kelly.
Honestly, let Charlie go first.
Okay, VA092, Charlie.
Yeah. First, I want to thank Region 2 for raising this issue. It's been important. And I would say I happen to draft C, but I think B and D accomplish the critical goal, which is we don't just limit this to something that calls itself a committee. In my version, I'm suggesting that we should include all functioning committees as well as any entities that are performing business that are assigned to WSO committees by the OPPM. And ensure that functioning WSO entities provide regular reporting going forward. I think it seems to deal with a number of things mentioned. We were hearing that a bunch of committee pages still exist where they disbanded years ago. The first part will allow that to get cleaned up. Regular reporting doesn't sort of have this 1 month, but it allows a development of some standard that fits all the various different types of people that need to report. And I think also by focusing either on committees or entities that have been reassigned work that the OPPM normally gives to a committee, it limits it from having to apply to every single little body there. So I think it will in practice accomplish what we've been talking about. And I also want to say reporting on literature really is critical, because actually this conference has assigned maybe four different projects for development by the literature committee, and to not have any accounting of those projects, I think is a huge hole that impedes the conference quite a bit. So those are my thoughts. Thanks very much.
TEL 0341, Kelly.
So I, first of all, because I was so flustered because I couldn't put my proposal in chat, it could have been worded a little bit better, except that there's a couple of things. I put active for a reason, because when the original proposer, Pam, was explaining hers, she talked about a lot of committees that aren't active. So the active committees. And the whole thing about WSO report monthly, I heard someone say, well, some committees don't meet monthly. Well, I mean, if they don't meet monthly, then that's, you know, all the committee has to do is say we don't meet monthly. I mean, you can't have a report if you're not meeting. That's completely understandable. And I did put reports as opposed to minutes very in particular, because to me, minutes, you know, they talk about voting. They talk about, you know, minority opinion. I mean, in the minutes that I'm in, it's they state the voting on something, the minority opinion. I'm not so sure that that all needs to be conveyed on the website, but just a basic report. We met, this is what we're working on. We meet twice a month, once a month, every 2 months. That's a report. So it's really just, you know, it doesn't have to be seriously in depth. But number one, the active committees. Number two, monthly. If you meet monthly, if you don't, then you put on there you don't meet monthly. And just not minutes, but just a report. Thank you.
Thank you. And then we will now put all the motions into a poll. Along with, I believe I do not support any of the motions, will also be included.
Okay, they'll be ready in 1 second.
I can't find my hand, Carmen, but can I share a point of information before we go forward? I just wanted to let everybody know that the website does have an updated list of all motions and all literature motions and their current status. That is updated quarterly, I believe. So that information is out there. I just want people to know that as you're weighing in on your options. And we'll talk more about that a little bit later in the board report.
Okay, Carmen, I've got the vote ready if you're ready for me to start it.
I'm ready, and then we'll put 1 minute on the screen.
The vote has been started. Remember, if it doesn't show up for you, just to refresh your page. If it's the same link that we've been using all day, but thank you, Marcin, for putting it in the chat.
Okay, that was a little short. We'll put 1 more minute. And then we'll call the vote. Okay, we'll go ahead and look at the results.
Okay, we're closing the vote now. And I am bringing up the results.
Amber, you have the agenda on the screen.
Okay. I was looking to see when we get lunch. No, sorry. I'm going to bring it back right now.
Sharing the screen.
Okay. We did not have anything that this 60% threshold. So what we will do is eliminate anything that got less than 20% and add not support any of these motions and take another vote.
Okay, so that will mean we are removing option A and option C. Take about a minute or two and I'll have it ready. Okay, I'm starting the vote.
All right, and we will put 2 minutes on the screen.
Oh, there was a technical glitch. Hold on 1 second. It's not running. Nope, it's running okay. Now. Thank you.
All right. All right.
Okay.
And we'll go ahead and close.
Yep, closing now. Okay, and I'm bringing up the results. Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and share the screen.
Okay, we don't have any that reached the 60% threshold. We'll take the top two.
There's only two left, Carmen.
Actually, that's a problem. So then we'll take the top one, and I do not support the motion.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. I'll get that going.
Thank you. And then it'll be another 2 minutes on the voting once it's ready.
Okay, I'm ready to start the vote. I'm starting it now. There were go ahead then.
Oh no, go ahead.
Okay, so there were 53 votes tallied, one abstention. We finally have one that is beyond the 66 and a third margin. So the one in green that all WSO committees ... will be put on the worldwide online voting that will appear a couple hours for delegates to vote on after the meeting.
Okay, thank you. Thank you everyone for your patience through all the difficulties. And just remember that you still have to vote on worldwide online voting after this meeting. So I would suggest that